7 games on the Thursday night DFS slate here on the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. I'm Chris Towers, joined, as always, by Mike McClure and Heath Cummings. And, guys, is there an obvious pitcher to use tonight?
Yes.
What's the obvious pitcher?
On FanDuel, the obvious pitcher is Tanner Roark going against the San Diego Padres.
Tanner Roark, $9,000 pitching for the Washington Nationals going against the San Diego Padres. In Petco Park, do you think he will be the highest-owned pitcher?
I would expect so. Roark is facing a Padres team that has the lowest WOBA in the majors against right-handed pitching.
Yep.
He's actually already made 5 starts this season against teams that rank in the bottom 5 in WOBA against righties.
Okay.
He's 3-0 with 7 runs allowed in 31 innings.
Pretty good.
It's only really, basically, he's been incredible for 4 of those 5 starts and had 1 bad start against the Reds, who is, they're in my opinion, they're much better than the Braves, Phillies, and Padres.
And he faced them in June when Joey Votto's actually been alive.
Right.
Strikeout rate for Tanner Roark is way up this season. He was down. Well, he was 15% last season, 17.3% in 2014. He was good in 2014, and it's all the way up to 21.6% now.
At least 2% of that's that one 18 strikeout game, right?
Likely.
It wasn't 18, was it? It was 14?
Was it? However,
I think it was 15.
15 yeah. Against the Twins. Okay. That probably accounts for most of it. Is Tanner Roark going to be your most highly owned pitcher, Mike?
Yes. Yeah, he'll be one of the most highly owned. Probably even split.
Okay.
I think I'll have 4 even splits. I may have 4 pitchers all at 25%.
Okay. Tanner Roark does have the best line in his favor. Nationals are -170 for this game. Might even be low. To be honest, the Nationals are a lot better than the Padres.
Yeah. I think it's interesting when I was looking at pitchers, because Roark does have the best implied chance of winning, I guess.
Yeah, but not the lowest implied total for
right.
his opposing team.
That belongs to Scott Kazmir.
Yep.
Which I'm not comfortable with.
He has the second highest chance of winning, according to the Vegas line.
Actually, it looks like, when I refreshed the odds,
okay,
it's actually gone down. Roark's down to 3.2 implied runs.
Okay.
Kazmir's up to 3.3. Roark's number is going down on the day, and Kazmir's is going up, which makes perfect sense to me, and I feel better about it.
Because you think Tanner Roark's just a better pitcher than Scott Kazmir?
Oh, I think he's a better pitcher. Second, he's pitching in a better park.
Yep.
Third, he's pitching against a worse lineup. And fourth, he's facing a worse opposing starting pitcher.
Okay.
It's like everything favors Tanner Roark over Scott Kazmir, in my opinion.
Oh, definitely.
And Kazmir's my second favorite pitcher.
So Tanner Roark is definitely your favorite cash game pitcher tonight.
Yes.
But when you say you're going to have 4 even splits, does that include cash?
No.
Okay. So Tanner Roark will be your most highly owned cash player.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, whenever you ask us for percentages, I always give you tournaments.
No, that's fine.
I'm not ever going to play more than 2 pitchers in cash.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I think that's understood. But thank you for clarifying.
Glad to clarify.
Tanner Roark is not the most expensive pitcher on the slate tonight, though. That honor goes to Mr. Justin Verlander, who has been better than his ERA this season, I think. He's got a 3.77 ERA. However, strikeout rate, I think, is the highest it's been since 2012 or maybe 2010. Swinging strike rate is higher than it's been in a few years. He looks better than he has in a couple years, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He definitely has looked very good.
And lately, over his last 7 starts, he has 1 start under 40. Fantasy points. 1 start under 44, actually. And in his last 10, only 2 starts under 40. He's been really, really good this season. But you guys don't have him, I think, either one of you as one of your top 5 pitchers, do you?
You know, I always try to get away from this whole, this happened last night and burned me, so I'm going to do something different today.
It's pretty, just generally speaking, it's not great process.
It's a terrible idea, and I don't think it makes any sense that the Royals are a much better hitting team at home than they are on the road.
Because it's not a great place to hit.
It's not a great place to hit, but they are a much better hitting team at home than they are on the road.
What are the numbers on that? Do you have them?
I know they have a 326 team WOBA at home, and they're a below average offense.
So that's not good, though. 326 is
above average.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's 12th in baseball.
Okay.
The average looks to be about 320.
Okay. So maybe it's probably closer to average in the American League.
Yes. Probably. Yes.
Well, there's no pitchers. I would guess pitchers could probably account for...
Right. We're looking at home WOBA.
Okay.
And so the Rockies skew that a little bit because they're like 5% better than everybody.
Okay.
But yes, I think the American League overall average is probably still higher.
Yeah. So they're not a great matchup, but I don't think they're a matchup you should run away from.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
I think almost everyone is going to play a pitcher in the $7,000 to $9,000 range.
Okay.
Most people are going to play between $8,000 and $9,000 because there's four or five pitchers in that range that I kind of could see myself playing. So if you're playing Justin Verlander, you're saying he's going to be better than those guys, and you're going to spend $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 less on your hitters and be better. Okay. I'm not sure about the first part.
The average WOBA for non-pitchers is 321, by the way.
321.
So they're a little bit better than average.
Okay. Above average.
Yes.
But I'm not sure Verlander's going to be better than those $8,000 and $9,000 pitchers anyway.
Okay.
I mean, he's not even the best pitcher in the game.
I mean, that's something that Mike thinks.
That's a thing. That is a position.
I think it's a fact that Duffy has been a better starting pitcher than Justin Verlander this year.
That is a position someone could hold.
Would you agree with that?
He won't say it. It's fine.
Danny Duffy has been a better starting pitcher?
Sure. In the six starts that he's made?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you were just citing Verlander's last seven.
He started his last 10. Heath, you know this. I've been on the Danny Duffy bandwagon with you. I got on early. I got on after his second or third start. We talked about this.
To be clear, I don't really believe that Duffy is a better pitcher than Verlander. I will respect Verlander's sample size and what he has shown over his career.
Mm-hmm.
But in this game, I don't think that I could justify paying $10,000 for Verlander when I'm not sure. The win probability, in my opinion, is very low. I mean, it's literally a coin flip game.
It's a coin flip game, and that seems generous to the Tigers.
Yeah.
Okay. For what it's worth, the Tigers are actually not that good against left-handed pitching, which
is weird.
Surprising because all of their best hitters, except for Victor Martinez, actually, Victor Martinez, I believe, has been better against right-handed pitching
this year,
but he wasn't last season, right? But all of their hitters, except for him, you would expect to be better against
left-handed pitching. Martinez destroys lefties.
Yeah.
Nick Castellanos still destroys lefties.
This whole leaderboard is weird.
Yep.
The Nationals are the best team in baseball against left-handed pitching. That doesn't make any sense.
Are you sure you have your filter set correctly?
I'm fairly certain, yeah. I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Padres have the fifth best.
That's a fact. I know that to be true.
Yep. These are all very weird things. Okay, so it makes sense, though, not going with Justin Verlander. I think, I would guess he probably has the best chance to get 55 points out of anybody, but given the price, given he's had multiple double digit strikeout starts this season, he's had a couple with nine as well.
I don't think he has the best chance of getting 55.
Who do you think does?
Even if you think the Royals are not a great matchup, or a decent matchup, they're still not going to strike out very much.
Okay.
So I think I would say that Verlander's upside is maybe 45 to 50 max.
Would it be unrealistic for him to go seven innings with seven strikeouts?
No.
Would it be unrealistic for him to get a win while doing that?
Is he giving up zero runs as well?
Give him two runs.
Okay. Seven innings, seven strikeouts, two earned runs and a win seems...
That gets you to 53, if I'm doing the math in my head right?
I think that gets you to 49.
Okay, he gives up one run. It's not unrealistic to think he could get 50. I think that's not asking too much for Justin Verlander, but given the price, it probably is.
Okay.
So you mentioned those $7,000-$8,000 pitchers. We'll talk about Aaron Nola before we move on. Bad matchup against Toronto. Is that why we wouldn't play him, or do you guys think he's pretty good?
I think he's pretty good. I think he's a good, really good tournament play tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have some exposure to Nola for sure, because I believe he's much better against righties than lefties, right?
That would make sense.
And
the best left-handed bat in Toronto's lineup is either Michael Saunders or Justin Smoke.
Sure.
Okay.
He's actually pretty equal against lefties and righties. The wOBA allowed to lefties is 267, and it's 251 to righties.
Is that this year?
That is this year.
What was he last year?
Last year.
Which I guess is not much bigger sample size, really.
Yeah. And he's just been a much better pitcher.
Last year, he was much better against righties. Yeah. Almost 100-point difference.
Okay.
But lefties and righties this year, he's faced 176 righties and 156 lefties. So it's actually fairly even.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
He's got good numbers against both, really.
There's no way you can play Nola and Cash, just because the Blue Jays line up so good, in my opinion.
Okay.
But I'll have some tournament exposure for sure. He will be one of my four.
Yeah, we did mention that many of the Blue Jays' best hitters, all of their best hitters, are right-handed. Yeah. Nola's K rate is 2 strikeouts per 9 innings higher against right-handed batters than left-handed batters.
That makes sense. Because he actually throws his changeup less this season than he did last year. He's under 10% with the changeup. It's been a good pitch for him, though. Okay, so now that we've got the high-priced pitchers out of the way, let's talk about the pitchers that we actually apparently want to play. Mike, who is the best pitcher that we haven't mentioned so far? Or if we've mentioned them in passing, like Scott Kazmir or Duffy, who's the best pitcher that we have not discussed so far?
Tonight, in my opinion, the best pitcher we haven't discussed since we discussed Duffy would be CC Sabathia.
He is going against the Twins.
Yep.
The Twins are not a good offense.
Nope.
They're better against lefties.
Yeah. They do have guys that have hit lefties very well in their careers.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like CC here. Nice park shift for him at Target Field. The Twins wrapped up a pretty long road trip. I know the Yankees were on a road trip as well. However, it doesn't really affect CC much. Mm-hmm. Some of the Yankees batters didn't play at Coors Field, and they should play tonight.
Okay.
Being Beltran, A-Rod, some of those guys. So I'm not really worried about the Coors Field hangover for the Yankees hitters. So I think he's got a good chance at getting a win here.
CC Sabathia is pitching better than we've seen him pitch in a couple of years. The strikeout rate is... okay, 49 and 59 innings. The ERA is way down. I think there is huge regression coming from CC Sabathia. I think he's probably more like a 4 ERA pitcher.
Sure.
He's relying heavily on a cutter this season that he learned last season, had never thrown in his career before. I think there's a lot of gimmickiness to that, but it's the Twins. I agree with you. He's a good play today. Heath.
I like two other pitchers besides the ones we've talked about. It's Scott Kazmir against Milwaukee, and then Jay Happ against the Phillies. The Phillies are atrociously bad against left-handed pitchers. Happ is kind of like the other guys that we're talking about on this list. He's both really good and really bad at different times, and he's extremely risky.
Yeah.
He's not somebody I'd ever consider using in cash games, but I think there's some value in playing NOLA lineups and then just make one improvement and switch to Happ.
Okay.
And just hope that game it doesn't turn into a slugfest.
Yeah, Happ is $8,000 for what it's worth.
Right, yeah. He's $1,100 less than NOLA, so you can make one really nice improvement to your lineup, maybe get Mookie Betts in there or something like that. I'll probably have a good decent amount of exposure to both those pitchers. Kazmir going up against the Brewers, who are just awful on the road.
They're better against lefties, though, aren't they?
They are better against lefties, but they've got a 26% strikeout rate away from Miller Park.
Okay. Any other pitchers that we haven't mentioned that you guys want to talk about before we move on to the hitting side of things?
Bartolo Colon.
Okay.
I do think he has a good shot at getting the win against Nicasio. The Pirates are kind of a mess right now.
Do we think Starling Marte is going to play today? He took a line drive off the face yesterday. It doesn't sound like it's super serious.
How did Starling Marte take a line drive off the face?
I'm not sure. I didn't see it. I just know we talked about it.
Was he in the field or in the batter's
box? I have no idea if he... I don't know if he was running the bases. I really don't know. I just know that that's what happened.
I'm going to have to just be thinking about this until we figure it out, because Starling Marte does not.
He was diving for a line drive in left field, and I guess the ball hit him. It bounced.
He should have used his glove.
It bounced and took an awkward hit, I suppose.
Okay.
So,
I mean, if it bounced, I wouldn't. That'd be enough to keep you out of a game the next day.
I don't know.
It hit the ground first.
It hit his eye. Starting to swell. It doesn't sound like it's serious, but it might keep him out. That would make Bartolo an even better play.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the problem is he needs to go eight innings and get a win because he's probably going to strike out three.
Yeah. And you don't get home runs for Bartolo Dongs or points for Bartolo Dongs.
Yeah, he's not going to hit a dong.
Might.
I might play some Juan Nicasio with the disrespect you guys are showing him.
Whoa.
I'm showing.
He's showing him.
Okay.
Look, the problem with Juan Nicasio is
that he has the highest strikeout rate on the slate today.
You will get strikeouts for sure.
He probably has the highest wOBA allowed to left-handed batters on the slate, too.
You will definitely get strikeouts from Juan Nicasio. You will also probably only get five innings from him.
I don't know.
He's gone six innings twice.
He's pitching for his life right now.
He's gone six innings twice in his last seven starts, and I don't actually agree with that because he's not the worst pitcher on the Pirates staff.
They should DFA Jeff Luck.
They probably should, yeah.
Last night they should have.
So, Nicasio is a tournament play.
And he doesn't have to go six innings.
Yeah.
Well, he can't go six innings.
He went six innings just two starts ago.
He went five innings in his...
Last start?
No.
Second most recent start.
And he had 45 fantasy points. He got rocked in his last start. That was a relief appearance. You're right. That was a relief appearance in a... In a long bullpen.
Besmirch the name of Juan Nicasio.
You're right.
Call him Mr. 400. It's his wOBA allowed to lefties.
Okay. Do you guys want to move on to our favorite stacks?
Yes. Can I go first?
No.
Damn it.
Yes.
I'll take the Red Sox. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
Good luck, guys. It's the most obvious. On the pitcher's side, we got a lot of question marks, and I don't know if I want to do this. Everybody's going to have Red Sox in their lineup.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine a lineup where you just completely faded the Red Sox. I mean, I'll probably have a couple. I'll have to imagine it later today.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I will show you one. You don't have any Red Sox in your lineup.
Yeah.
Like, your first lineup that you chose to put together had zero Red Sox.
You know, I like to march to the beat of a different drum.
Okay. Well, no one else should do that. You should all play.
We'll get those Red Sox in there. Yes. Minimum of three.
Okay.
There might be a lineup or two where I only have two. I think I only have two in my main lineup. Anyway.
I have four.
Okay. Who's number two for you?
I'm going to give the Mets and continue to disrespect Juan Nicasio.
See, I think there's a clear number two as well. And
it's not the Mets?
No, it's not the Mets.
Who is it?
Is it the other side of that game?
It's the Nationals going up against Eric Johnson.
I know.
Eric Johnson's awful.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper is $4,000. I'm going to say it. Must play.
Don't do it.
You must play Bryce Harper today.
Bryce Harper has been not good for a long time.
You don't get to say that.
Sure I do. It's not like I've said Giancarlo Stanton's good. I'm acknowledging how bad Giancarlo Stanton is.
But you continue to pick him for Giancarlo.
I think he's good.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper has not been good for a long time. Since pitchers adjusted and stopped throwing pitches in the zone, he's really struggled. It's a fact. Now, I agree. Bryce Harper is a good play, but a must play. Come on.
He's a must play tonight.
Okay.
He's going to Dongtown.
Okay. Eric Johnson, obviously, was just acquired in the James Shields deal, right? That's what's going on there?
Yes.
Yeah, just acquired in the James Shields deal. He's been like a decent prospect. He might have been a top 100 prospect at one point, but he's struggled when he's had a chance to pitch in the majors. So, yeah, you get your Daniel Murphy's, your Wilson Ramai.
He's faced like 247 lefties in his major league career and given up a 418 wOBA. So that's
bad.
Worse than Juan Nicasio.
So play Bryce Harper, play Daniel Murphy. That's pretty much it for the Ben Revere.
Oh, awesome. Anthony Rendon.
Yeah, but he's not a lefty.
I'm still going to play him.
Okay. No, that's fine.
I don't think Eric Johnson's good against righties.
Anthony Rendon's only 3,000, so he's definitely worth playing. Wilson Ramos is a good catcher option. I like the Nationals. They are one of my favorite stacks.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Any other stacks you guys want to mention?
Baltimore. I really like the other side of that Boston game.
Baltimore going against Eduardo Rodriguez, who has been good at times, but not in his three starts this season. And the thing about him was he was acquired in that Andrew Miller trade and was really, really good immediately upon getting to Boston and hadn't been that good before that. So I don't know how good he actually is.
I don't think he's good. Okay. My problem is the Orioles have been really bad against lefties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Like Manny Machado, I don't think has been good against lefties since the beginning of last year, has he?
That's weird.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Nope.
I would expect Chris Davis to not be good against lefties.
Yeah.
He's not. Yeah.
But it seems like we've had this talk before.
And Adam Jones, I don't think, is someone with big platoon splits for his career either.
No, I think that's accurate. Looking at their numbers against lefties, Machado's actually been very good this year against lefties. I guess he was just bad last year.
Okay.
Because his last calendar year numbers against lefties are not good.
Okay.
Trumbo's basically only hit home runs. He got a 220 on base and a 579 slug against lefties.
It's pretty good.
So, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Any other stacks? Heath.
Yes.
You have any BVP for me?
I do have some BVP for you, Chris. Well,
you say it and I will... attend to other things.
Okay. Our BVP pitcher of the day.
Do we have a BVP pitcher?
Yes, we do.
Then I'm here.
I know, you're in. This team's hitters have 64 plate appearances against him.
Okay.
A 213 average and a 570 OPS. That's right. We're starting Eduardo Rodriguez in the BVP lineup.
All right.
Because the Orioles can't hit lefties.
Mike, revenge game.
It is a revenge game as well.
You love the narratives.
I do.
Mike will like this one a little bit better. Salvador Perez. If you were ever going to believe in BVP,
okay,
this is where to do it.
Let's do it.
21 for 44 against Justin Verlander. 477 with a 457 on base. Because why would you walk if you hit
If you hit 477.
And a 773 slug. Two dongs, nine extra base hits against Justin Verlander.
Makes sense. Verlander's a reverse splits guy.
He is.
Billy Butler used to kill him.
Yep.
That's Verlander's breaking pitches have been a weak point for him.
Now, you say it makes sense because he's a reverse splits guy, and then I give you Big Ken from the other side of the plate, 12 of 34 with six extra base hits and two dongs, a 1,000 OPS against Justin Verlander.
That's really good production for a $2,600 player.
Yes.
Are we sure Kendrys Morales is still alive?
Yeah. We're going to find out tonight.
Okay.
Neil Walker is supposed to be back in the lineup. He is 4 for 12 with two extra base hits. That's why Mike likes the Mets.
Yep.
Against Juan Nicasio. Chase Headley at third base. Oh. 2 for 5 off of Kyle Gibson with a dong.
Sure.
Jonathan Villar at shortstop. You like that one better? 4 for 12 with a dong off of Scott Kazmir, a 1051 OPS.
He's definitely a better player.
Mookie Betts against Tyler Wilson is 2 for 5. Brett Gardner against Kyle Gibson, 3 for 6 with two extra base hits.
Okay.
And JBJ.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Donged off of Tyler Wilson once.
We'll give you a pass. The BVP lineups are tougher on games with only set with seven games.
Rodriguez, Perez, Morales. Like, I really need to say this again, so make sure people get it. Walker, Headley, VR, Betts, Gardner, and Bradley. Are there any of those players you would actually play for real money, Mike?
Neil Walker, Mookie Betts are both in the lineup I'm about to give.
What about Sal? Would you use Sal against Verlander?
Yeah, I could see it.
He is on fire right now.
Okay.
He's no Whit Merrifield, but he's on fire.
All right. Guys.
Yes.
I'm putting together, I've got a caboose. I've got whatever the train car that goes behind the caboose is. I just need one more. And I've got myself a dong train. So, going for three in a row today. I am the only one that has donged in the last 4 days. Just pointing it out. Just throwing
You're
it out
the
there.
The only one that's donged in the last 4 days.
True story.
How many four-day dongless streaks have you had?
Irrelevant.
Okay. What are the updated standings?
Mike still leads the way at 20.052. Heath, you are 16.854, so you are gaining.
Yeah.
You are gaining ground over the last, let's say, 10 days.
Yeah.
And then I am in third place at 11.227.
And Mike has the longest dongless streak.
Currently, yes. Mike
six
is
days?
Mike is without. Mike is sans dong 5 days in a row.
5 days without a dong. Okay.
So, yeah, it's a big moment. Mike needs to get back on the board. I will pick David Ortiz going against Tyler Wilson.
David Ortiz going against going out on a branch.
Really, really going out on a limb there.
Yes. Well, I said he was a must play. He's $100 less than Big Poppy. I'll go with Bryce Harper for $4,000 against Eric Johnson.
And which Matt are you going with?
I wasn't going to take a Matt, but I think I will for fun.
It's a good choice.
Got a comfortable lead still.
Ike Davis should be in the lineup today.
He plays for the Yankees. That's not a Matt.
No. Hashtag MetLifer.
Give me Yoenis Cespedes.
Okay.
Yoenis Cespedes, a player who in the last week said, I am lost at the plate.
And who should really be able to take advantage of Juan Nicasio's 400 wOBA allowed against lefties.
Yep.
Since he hits from the right side of the plate.
Yep.
Heath, you are the only one without a CC Sabathia lineup, from what I understand. So let's hear yours first.
The only one on this show. There will be many across America without a CC Sabathia lineup. I've got Tanner Roark. My catcher is a fluid situation.
Okay.
I currently have the name of James McCann at catcher. There will be a 2,200 or less catcher
okay.
on my roster. David Ortiz, Starlin Castro, Anthony Rendon, Corey Seager, who I think is an excellent tournament play with a good matchup, just a little bit cheaper than Xander Bogaerts.
Okay.
And then in the outfield, I've got Bryce Harper, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Joey Rickard.
Okay.
Rickard, I'm assuming, will lead off because he's been playing against lefties. Should lead off against Rodriguez.
Okay. Mike, all right. Your lineup.
CC Sabathia, and I've got the cheap catcher that Heath needs, Kevin Plawecki.
Kevin Plawecki. Mets. I'm not going to start any Mets against Nicasio because he's going to throw a no-hitter.
Okay. David Ortiz, Neil Walker, Travis Shaw, Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, Yoenis Cespedes, and Curtis Granderson.
I have a CC Sabathia lineup as well. I believe that is the only thing we have in common between our two lineups. Because I'm going Jonathan Lucroy at catcher, David Ortiz at first base, Daniel Murphy, Anthony Rendon, Corey Seager, Bryce Harper, Ben Revere, and Justin Upton in the outfield.
Nice. Nationals. Big on the Nationals.
Okay, so
I'm going with the top of the Nationals order.
Before I get to my DraftKings lineup,
okay.
We've neglected the listeners in Dong Chasers.
Yes, we have.
We've done a bad job.
I blame you.
I'm taking that responsibility on my shoulders.
I think it's your fault.
And so you should follow me at Heath Cummings Sr., and I will be asking each day before we do the show for your Dong Chasers pick.
Okay.
So before I get to that, we had a tweet to us just before the show from David Buchanan.
Hi, Dave.
He turned $1 into $150 just because he listened to the show yesterday. You guys rock.
Boom.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
We're making dreams happen.
Good job, David. One more tweet that we got just before the show when I was talking about Tommy Joseph and how good he's been against lefties. Did you really just say two dongs? He apparently is not a listener. Joe Anderson is today's fan pick for Dong Chasers.
Okay.
And he is going with Jung Ho Dong against okay. Bartolo.
Ooh, I like that pick. That's sneaky.
Okay. And let's hear that DraftKings lineup, sir.
I am not going with Tanner Roark wow. on DraftKings.
So it's a tournament lineup.
Because he's over $10,000 on DraftKings.
It's too much for Tanner Roark.
I've got Scott Kazmir and Jay Happ as my pitchers on DraftKings, and I love this lineup.
Not paying $10,000 for five strikeouts and seven innings.
No.
No, sir.
At catcher, Salvador Perez.
Sure.
At first base, Big Poppy.
Okay.
At second base, Daniel Murphy.
Yeah.
At third base, before I even saw the tweet, Jung Ho Dong.
Jung Ho Dong.
Alcides Escobar is only 2,100 on DraftKings.
I'll see Dong Escobar.
Wait, he's what? 2,100.
Ooh.
So I'm playing him just so I can play Mookie Betts, Bryce Harper, and then we got Joey Rickard as well in the outfield.
I can't make any Dong puns with those three guys' names.
Well, you could if you tried.
No, that would be forced.
Okay.
It just has to come naturally.
I understand.
Like, I'll see Dong Escobar. We'll see you tomorrow.